his friends. This year should be a special schus for Yidid Nafshi, Rebbe Chanan Meir, Ben Chaya Rachel. He should have bracha v'hatzlacha b'chol ma'aseh yadav. And we are zocha to continue our series of shiurim in the Sefer HaKadosh, Ben Le'oshri, Ashreinu Matov Chalkenu, that we're able to learn this Sefer, and we have the schus of the promise of the tzaddik of Ranana, to pray for those who spread his Torah. It says in the Pasuk, page Ayin Aleph, Vayomer Hashem al Moshe, Bo, etc., come to Paro, Ulaman tesaper ba'ozne bincha uven bincha, in order that you should relate in the ears of your son and your son's son what I did to Mitzrayim, etc. The Gemara says in Bava Basra on page 110a, Yonasan ben Gershom Amar, Kach mekublani mi beis avi Abba. Yonasan ben Gershom said that so I received a tradition, mi beis avi Abba. So who's beis avi Abba? That is none other than Moshe Rabbeinu. So he says that he has a tradition from Moshe Rabbeinu. The Olam Yaskir Adam Atzma Avodah Zarah VaYitzdarich LeBrios. A person shouldn't rent himself out for Avodah Zarah, and he shouldn't beg. He shouldn't be Mitzdarich LeBrios. You should get a job working for the local church, and not be a beggar. And the Gemara there concludes. Kevin Shirat David Amelech Shemovon Chaviv Olav Biyoser Asam Amun Ala Otsras. So the Gemara there first explains that Yonason thought that it's referring to Avodah Zarah Mamish. But in fact, it's referring to, it means avoda shezaralo. In other words, an avoda bzuya, a disgraceful avoda, but can't be forbidden, can't be avoda zara. And then the Gemara brings the famous statement that Rav said to Rav Kahana that you should better be poshet and avela bashuk and get paid for that, and don't say I'm too chashuv. Anyway, when David HaMelech saw that Yehonasan loved money so much, because he has the statement of Lola Me'askir Atzmo Avodah Zarah VaYitzdarich LeBrios, that you should rent yourself out for idols and not need people, not beg, but you see how much he was machshiv money, how much he valued money, Mino Ala Otsros, he appointed him to be he made him the secretary of the treasury, as it were. And the Gemara brings a proof text to validate this statement. And there in the Rashbam, he says very interestingly that when Shlomo HaMelech became king, what happened was, he brings from the Yerushalmi, so Shlomo HaMelech came and he changed, he made new appointments, right, like what's happening now in the White House, the change of the guard, there are new appointments. So when Shlomo HaMelech made changes of appointments, so Chazer LeKilkulo, he went back to his Kilkul of Avodah Zarah. Vishlomer dehanu beis psukim lo nemar behu lomar, says the tzaddik, lo nemar behu lemor. In these two psukim, it doesn't say lemor. Vayomer Hashem el Moshe bo aparo ki ani echbarati eslibos levavodav, etc. Uleman tisaper ba'oznecha ba'ozne bincha ben bincha. So in these two psukim, it doesn't say leimor v'niru shenemar l'moshe rabbeinu alav shalom ba'atzma. So therefore, what does leimor mean? Leimor means to pass it on weiter, to pass it on to further. Leimor, to say this to others. But it doesn't say leimor in these psukim. So maybe the pasuk means sheisaper ba'oznei bincha uben bincha, who's bincha? Gershom. And who's ben bincha? Yonasan. V'loshen sibri yesh lefarish v'loshen avhara. Sipur is Milashon Sapir, Evan Sapir, a sapphire stone. It's a very clear stone. So Mimela, you should clarify Lamanta Sapir. You should make it very clear. Be'ozne Bincha, Ben Bincha, you should tell Gershom, you should tell Yonasan. Kein Tavri Lahem Shein Shum Mamish B'Avodah Zarah, that there is no validity to Avodah Zarah. Afilu She L'chora Nirisha Ovdei HaMatzlichim, it would appear that those who serve Avodah Zarah at times are successful. You know, you have these guys who preachers who give these YouTube sermons, and they make millions and millions of dollars. They have mamish. Heard about one of these guys? He's got like a whole mansion going on, millions, and he lives like the king. He lives like Jeff Bezos, like Mark Zuckerberg, like very big money. So you got these guys with these Christian pastors and these cult heads and Scientology and all this chevra, Mormons, so much money going on over there. So you're going to say, oh, yesh mamish b'avodah zarah. Look at how much their preachers, their leaders are. Look at how successful they are. V'zeh mitam ki man Hashem osam v'ayedei zeh einot zarah b'avodah zarah kamu v'rashbam mishem Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi as wonders how he could be living for so long, because you have him being the grandson of David, of Moshe, and he's in the time of David. How is he living so long? So the Rashbam brings from the Yerushalmi that it's because Ein Otzara B'Avodah Zarah V'Herich Yamim, he had a Richus Yamim Aydei She'es Ein Otzara B'Avodah Zarah, he had an evil eye towards the Avodah Zarah. He would say to people, what is this? What good is it going to do for you? It's not really going to help you. So Metzchus, he had a Richus Yamim Gama Kabbalah Shetaba Gam Kenenenu Moshe Rabbeinu. And this Kabbalah, this tradition that he had, that said that you should work for idolatry and not be mitzarech lebrios and not beg lolam yaskir adam atzmal avodah zarah. He should hire himself out to perform service for idols and let him not subsist on charitable donations. So this is not from Moshe Rabbeinu. He should have said, from my father's father. What does it mean, me base avi abba? It says in the Gemara that I have a tradition, mekublani me base avi abba, from the house of my father's father. What do you mean, the house of my father's father? So yesh lomar al, and not my father's father. Yesh lomar al derech maimer Rav Yossi, miyamai lo karisi li ishti ishti, Ella Basi. V'chein kan ulai haisalo kabbala zu mea safta shemotza haya meyisro shayi betchila akomer lavod zara. So maybe it's because the Yerushalmi, the Gemara says, the Bavli, Shabbos kofiut chesamet beis, I never called my wife. I called her my house. My house. And so to hear, maybe, who's the house? The house is the woman. In other words, from his great-grandmother. Who's the great-grandmother? The grandmother? Tzipporah. And who's Tzipporah the daughter of? Yisro. And what was Yisro? Yisro was a priest for Avodah Zarah. V'chein kan, ulai yisalo kabbalah zu me'asavta shemotzai me'yisro she'e b'tchila akor me'lavodah zarah. Al ken agam she'ach ha'kach bal tshuva. Mikom akom b'maimer asasim sheshama yonasan me'savta shalo. So he heard this statement from his grandmother. That's base avi abba, base meaning the woman, the wife, meaning I heard from my grandmother, and she received this from her father, And Mamela, I understood that. What does it mean? It means Mamish Avodah Zarah. That you should, because he understood that they're an Avodah Zarah family, they're Baalei Tshuva like that, they're Geirim. So they're saying that it's better Avodah Zarah than subsist on donations. Ava Moshe Rabbeinu Hevhirlo, that's Lamanta Sapir. Ava Moshe Rabbeinu Hevhirlo, Isser Kolin Yani Avodah Zarah Misham Shea. And Moshe Rabbeinu clarified to him, no, you shouldn't serve idols, you should serve Hashem. Everything I did to Mitzrayim, dachakti me'od, says the tzaddik from Manana, I gave a forced interpretation over here. Why? Because you don't want to attribute such a statement to Moshe Rabbeinu that you should rent yourself out for Avodah Zarah. Even something that you can make a mistake, even though it didn't literally mean Avodah Zarah, it means Avodah Shizarah La. But it's better not to attribute anything of the like to Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Mesechtivu HaKasib Divra Yomim Al Menashe V'ilu Hayechas V'shalom Eze Shaychus Mirshom Moshe Rabbeinu B'vadei Lo Hayah HaKasib Mechase Moshe Lakisa Mechshalos Tov V'Namelech Dlosim Ba'acher. If Moshe Rabbeinu was really guilty, then the Pasuk would not have covered it up. Like it didn't cover it up and say for Shoftim. It says Vaikimulan Bene Danas Hapasel, Vyahonasan Ben Gershon Ben Menashe, Hu Ubanav Hayo Kohanim Lishabit Hadani, Adyom Golos Haaretz. And Bene Dan were making the Pasel, and Yonasan, the son of Gershon, the son of Menashe, he and his sons were Kohanim Lishabit Hadani. In other words, they were Kohanim for Avodah Zarah. This is Yonasan Ben Gershon Ben Menashe, and there's a floating nun. Meaning that it could be read Ben Moshe. So this is, according to Chazal, Moshe's grandson. So it didn't cover that up. So it wouldn't cover, if Moshe Rabbeinu was really guilty, it wouldn't have covered it up. And if there was any shaychus that Moshe Rabbeinu stumbled in Avodah Zarah, the Pasuk wouldn't have covered up, just like it didn't cover up this mistakes of David HaMelech. The Torah is very clear. When our avos and our teachers make mistakes, so therefore I don't want to attribute anything negative, anything that would even smack of Avodah Zarah to Moshe Rabbeinu. So therefore we'd much rather say that it came Derech Tzipora. Ach mikol makom nishali tmir rabasi, but I still have a big kasha. The Rayamu Razal, because the rabbi said al pasuk psalacha psola shalcha umisham nis'asher Moshe Rabbeinu v'ana halach kol osa osher. It says that Moshe Rabbeinu became extremely rich from the psolas, from what was left over of the luchos, from the expensive stones, expensive jewelry that was left over, the psolos of the luchos. Moshe Rabbeinu became very, very rich. They were very, very expensive gems. So where did all that wealth go? Ad shenechto Yonasan yuchrach limkor atzmo lio shamish l'Avodah Zarah chumana litzlan. Until his grandson Yonasan had to rent himself out to be, like we see in the pasuk, that he had to rent himself out to be a shamus for Avodah Zarah. Where if Moshe, if he was such a rich man, he should have given a nice Yerusha to his children and to his grandchildren. In the end, by the way, the Gemara says that his name was Shvuel. Even though its name is Yonasan, why does the pasuk call him Shvuel? And the answer is that Sheshav Le'el B'chol Libo, that he returned to Hashem with all of his heart. So he was with God in the end, but in the meantime, why did he have to rent himself out for Avodah Zarah like we see in the pasuk in Shoftim? If they were so rich, he didn't need the money. Hashem Yare'enai, God should enlighten my eyes, shine my eyes. V'ulai Yishlom Rasha'osher Shal Moshe Rabbeinu Nignaz Shalei Yishtamshu Bo Acherim. Maybe pshat is that the wealth of Moshe Rabbeinu was nignaz, was put away in storage, was not used by anybody else. Why would that be? Why wouldn't you want to give the Yerusha to your children? I don't know. Anyway, so we did a piece from the holy Rav from Ranana, the Tzaddik from Ranana, Rav Haberman Zatzal, and it should be a schus for us, and we should be zelcha mirtz Hashem, not to be mitzdarich lebrios, and of course also not to have to rent ourselves out for Avodah Zarah, Chas V'Shalom. Okay, Shalom, Shalom, sweetest and most beloved friend.